Brian and Trisha. So, just because you have a permit for something doesn't mean you can just do anything you want.
Oh, you got to explain.
Okay. A guy got a permit to move a house from where it was sitting in the city to out into the country.
Okay, and that's not a small task.
Right. Matter of fact, I don't even know where this was. The story doesn't say what town this was in. It wasn't here. So here's what happened that wasn't legal. Along the way, he discovered that there were some trees kind of in his way, so he just started cutting trees down.
What?
He cut down over a dozen fully grown trees just to make sure that the home would make it through.
Were they in people's yards?
They were on rights of way, and they were also on state property.
No.
He was arrested.
Read the fine print or something.
Charged with mischief, more than $5,000. The move was halted temporarily, so he didn't even get to finish moving it. And they say that he didn't even bother to confirm the dimensions or the accessibility of the route. Now,
so
I get
he
what
gets
he
the
did.
Permit, but it's up to him to do all of the research and do the legwork.
Right. But should you give permits to people if they don't even know what they're doing?
Well, how do you know? I mean, how do you prove that they don't know what they're doing?
I don't know. I
don't know what goes into getting a permit for something. I've never had to get one to move a house. I've never moved a house.
Well, I'm just saying, though, you have to think to yourself, if this guy says, oh, I live down on this such and such road, and you're thinking, man, that's tree lined and it's really tight. I don't know how you'd get a whole house through there. Shouldn't somebody have asked some questions? Or is it really all on them?
Or are we the only ones here asking questions?
I don't know.
I mean, I do have a lot of questions. That would be interesting if we could get an adventure to go watch somebody move a house.
I've seen it done.
I've seen it on TV. Have you seen it done in person?
Yes. Yes. Oh, well. There was a family that moved houses out where I grew up.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind. I'll go by myself on that adventure.
Well, the funny thing is our family owned a piece of land near where two U.S. highways converged. And sometimes it was real convenient to be like, shoo. All right, that's a good stopping point for the day. So they would just stop and park their house on our land.
Mm-hmm.
We would let them. It wasn't a problem.
They just stop and park the house on your land.
Yes.
Like, sounded like such a normal statement for a second.
So I would come home from school and go to visit my dad at his store, and there would just be a house sitting in front of his parts store.
How often did this happen?
Often enough, it's a pretty vivid memory. Like probably 10 or 12 times in my childhood. I'd just come like down the road and be like, oh, there's a house there.
And
then it would be gone.
How often did they move this house?
Not the same house. It was different houses.
Oh, okay.
You don't move the same house over and over.
What? There's got to be something more to this story. I'm just not understanding why.
They didn't keep moving the same house.
They were like, I don't like it here. I'm going to move it back now.
No.
I'm going to go ahead and move it over here now. Like, just make up your mind.
Instead of moving the couch, they'd move the whole house. I want that window over there. You mean the couch? No, the window. Move the whole house. Are you on drugs? What is wrong with you?